107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Okay, we've got friendships going on with regards to park benches.
Yes, and I thought we'd stay in our beautiful park system for a few minutes here. And Jamie, I learned something, I think it was yesterday or the day before, maybe Monday morning, on your show here. Somebody's listening here, that a neat, you know, very simple but very positive activity started by Diane Perkers with regards, come to the park and just bring a lawn chair, come and sit, wear a name tag, and let's just talk. And so after hearing about this on Monday on your show, I took the opportunity to go down to the east end of the park system near the kids' playground, and had a wonderful opportunity. I think there were 12 individuals there. So that's Monday mornings between 10 and noon. And you can check it out, parkbenchfriendships.com. And I'm sure it's on your website. If it's not, we'll get it on there. But just, thank you, Diane. I think it's a great thing when people can just sit and have conversations, whether you're new to our city or you've been around from ever. And I saw individuals that I've known since high school at that event, and I saw people that were brand new to our community. And what better way to develop friendships than to sit and chat?
Yeah, it's just a great idea. Thanks so much for mentioning that. Okay, we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with an Accessibility Advisory Committee report update.
You know, I want to talk about and give big thank you to Roger Cord and the team with the Accessibility Advisory Committee. Just, they do ongoing amazing work. And I want to highlight one item that came out of their last report. And this item has been championed by Diane Sims for years with the ACC. And that's around the ramp accessibility, I should say, accessibility at the police station. And so Diane and myself and Chief Skinner have had many meetings about this, and Chief Skinner did bring a report about a couple items, this in particular, to the ACC. And we know that first and foremost, the Police Services Board has made a recommendation for the main police station to remain in the downtown core. We know that. But we also know that the current location needs lots of upgrades. Certainly, it's limited with regards to accessibility. So we're not sure what the current station will look like long term, whether there's expansion, whether there's restoration, but we certainly have to address accessibility. So to that end, there is a plan in place. It's not finalized, and when it becomes finalized, it'll certainly go to tender of a removable metal ramp that can be installed at 17 George Street, and that'll allow for certainly better accessibility, not perfect. If people are looking for a wonderful example of that, just newly opened on Ontario Street, Community Hearing Care on Ontario, just recently on the back side of their building, they have a beautiful steel ramp that's very functional for accessibility. So a shout out to Roger Cord, Diane Sims, who's continued to promote this and keep it front and center, which we need to.
No, absolutely. Thanks for that, Ted. It's summertime. Let's talk about the Milton Street courts.
Yes. Wow. The Milton Street courts are now open, and they are beautiful. There's reconstruction of tennis and pickleball courts. That work included improving drainage, a new base to the facility, new asphalt, and new fencing. So in the end, we've ended up with two tennis courts and four pickleball courts. And once again, another shout out and congratulations to our Community Service Department for this work and providing great recreational facilities in Stratford. And we are blessed. Another thing on Canada Day, up at the Cirque site, I for years ran the Canada Day 3-on-3. And the number of people that came into town to play 3-on-3 basketball and to say, wow, look at the facilities right here at the CERC site. So shout out to Community Services for all that they provide in our community with regard to recreation.
All right, and also a look back at Market Square Music, which has been another great success. I'd love to see it extended, but I'm just throwing that out there. But Market Square Music.
Wow. You know, it as you mentioned, it has wrapped up last week, another huge success. You know, another event in Stratford that you just come and enjoy. And once again, produced and managed by our very own Juno-nominated singer and songwriter, Dana Manning, you know, which we have to continue to celebrate. But every Friday, free Friday entertainment concert in the Market Square. You know, and highlighting local musicians with performing live music. And it's just, you know, sometimes I'm up in my office and I'm going, oh, that's on, it's Friday, it's on tonight. So as you said, it would be lovely to see that expanded. But it just makes me reflect back that was a former parking lot. And, you know, a former bus depot and all the amazing things, and this is one of them, that happens and needs to continue happen in Market Square. It brings back that old idea of why Market Squares were Market Squares, where people to come together and community. So looking forward to next year and that lineup for the Market Square Music. Once again, Dana, Manny, and your crew, outstanding.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma right here, 107.1 CJCS-FM.